And welcome to CIUT Friday Morning, 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. With me is Phil Conlon. And lo and behold, at the Passionate Playgoer, Lynn Slotkin is back safely from confinement in England.
Confinement in England.
Yes.
Morning.
And, of course, we're in Toronto. They used to say we were the city that never sleeps, and now it appears we're the city that'll never wake up.
Well, we
have a colorful news of our mayor today. The headlines are associating what happened, the crazy video of him, one of the many crazy videos, the one where he is saying he might tear somebody's throat out. There is an allegation that that's associated with an assault on a man in a jail. So this is going to be our best chapter. This is going to be a lot of fun. John Stewart the other night, we all remark on whether, you know, how much attention is being paid to us. John Stewart said, he says, apparently Canada has two official languages and the mayor of Toronto doesn't speak either one.
It's an old line, John. But
they are dining out on this stuff.
Well, there you go.
Well, by the way, the mayor did take some time out for politics, and I watched the budget debate last night at City Hall, which is really a way of self-torture. And the mayor went out of his way. He introduced amendments to make the poorest citizens pay user fees at community centers. Mm-hmm. He introduced amendments to cut the library's budget.
Did you say user's fees? Where?
User fees in community centers. In other words, if you're a poor person and you have no resources and you at least can go to...
Are there no workhouses?
Are there no prisons?
I thought that was going to be the next motion from him, frankly. You know, and then he was attacking the library and he was attacking...
You mean the library.
The library, absolutely. The library. He attacked the library. He wanted to take $500,000 out of their budget. He wanted to lay off all the city planners that have to do with historical housing preservation. He had a specific amendment just on that. Get rid of these guys who look after historic properties.
Right.
Boy, this
by the way, he got two votes on all of his amendments, his own and his brother's.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
That sounds like an inside deal to me. We better say we're really glad to have you back, Linda.
Well, thank you very much.
And tell us, we better say, how was the trip? Just generally, we're going to be talking, of course, about theater and matters later, but...
The trip was wonderful, except, of course, I went to a hotel, which ordinarily is a wonderful hotel. I'm going to tell you the name of it. It is the Guoman, G-U-O-M-A-N, Guoman... Charing Cross. It used to be a Thistle Hotel, and then the management, they change owners, etc. And so it then became the Guoman Charing Cross. Fantastic location in right next to the train station. It's minutes away from Trafalgar Square, minutes away from the National Gallery, shopping. Theaters are all over the place. Fantastic location. Really high-end hotel. I couldn't afford it if I had to pay myself. I go on this Mervish trip. I go as the theater critic for a group of subscribers. I get the trip in exchange for leading a discussion after each one of four shows. Okay, they do the work. I ask the questions. Fantastic. It's fantastic.
Of course, it's not as though you haven't invested something in all this knowledge that you're able to just impart.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So ordinarily, it's a great thing. The major problem with this hotel, the Guoman Charing Cross, is that the phones don't work.
I'm going to learn how to say Guoman.
The phones don't work. The phones have not worked in that hotel since we started to go, and that's about 2001. Yeah. You can't get a message. The phone system does not allow you to leave a message. So the red light on the phone does not light up to tell you, oh, somebody called you.
They don't want to bother you with that.
They don't want to bother you about that. We have complained and complained, and they all look aghast. You're kidding. You're kidding. Oh, my God. We can't have that. Oh, I'll get on it right away. Happens year after year after year. But then when they change the management, they all go from en masse from one hotel to another. So there's no record of everything.
So you didn't run into John Cleese.
No. He probably was the guy who was doing the phone system. But the pièce de résistance last week was that I was in my room waiting for you guys to call me.
Yeah,
and I was there from a quarter to nine. 9 to 10 o'clock our time here, and the phone didn't ring. So now we have a problem of the phone not even ringing in the room. So the day before, I asked somebody, you know, because I had missed calls. I had missed calls in which I called from the concierge had called my room to see if the phone was ringing. I never got a message. I'm calling myself. So I'm downstairs. The man is calling. I leave myself a message. He doesn't know it's me. I get nothing. So I, when I get back into the room, it's like a comedy routine, only I'm not laughing.
It is.
And yeah, Mike Nichols and Elaine May did this.
This is
routine,
a good
right?
script. So she's calling herself, so and he says, you're not.
I say,
yes, I am.
I say, so I call to the operator, said, I want you to call my room because I'm not getting anything. And I hang up, and I wait a minute, and I said, so did you call? And they said, we've called you twice. I said, what's going on? And says, let's try another code. You know how you dial a certain number and then the room? So you're supposed to dial 2 then the room number, and it goes from room to room. You can call that way, that kind of business. Well, that's published on their spiffy little plastic laminated thingy. That's what you do. Not in my case. There are a few cases called executive quote unquote rooms. I got a bed. I've got a bathroom. How bad? You know what I mean? Maybe a fridge that possibly could work. That's executive. So there is a different code for those rooms. And the wonderful thing is, nobody knows what the code is. It's not
for script. Absolutely.
It's not
that would spoil it.
It's not incompetent.
Why have a code if everybody's going to find out
and
what
so
it
you
is?
You say, oh, let me try a different code, and they try a different code, and then it rings. Well, that's fine, except that they don't tell anybody. Yeah. See, so not only is it faulty towers, incompetent towers, it's Kafka-esque. It's Kafka-esque.
You don't know what's
going on or who. And you complain and complain, and they won't do anything because they assume everybody's got a cell phone. You know? And I did get a message from somebody. They know that if somebody calls you, they will write it down, and they will hand deliver it to you if worse comes to worse. Well, I had somebody call me and say, I called your hotel and I talked to somebody and they promised me they would give you the information, they would give you the number, and they didn't. Now, quite frankly, I'll tell you something. Name dropping, I'm sorry. But if Dame Eileen Atkins is calling me at my hotel, I want to speak to the girl. You know what I mean?
I would
call me crazy.
Yes.
Never mind.
Yeah, that is not something you went on, that you did not get take the call.
No,
or that
so
you were,
so listen, she's very reliable.
Lynn wanted to talk to you, but she's really not available.
Yeah,
could
she's
you
not
call
available.
Back?
Who are you again? So I finally got in touch with her. I called her, and we had a nice chat, so there. Yeah. But still, so they don't take messages. The phone doesn't work. The voicemail on the phone doesn't work, and the phone doesn't ring in the room. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Huh? Jeez.
That is always the exit line. Yes. How was that? I'm sure that the way they'll work this out in their advertisements for themselves, it has a certain charm.
It does have a certain charm.
Guoman,
Charing Cross. Hopeless. Yeah. But great hotel in other ways.
I think you did indicate to us that the other qualities they've got, right? They're greeters and they're friendly.
Yes, every time you walk in, there could be everybody from the concierges to the receptionist to the counter staff to those people who are working at the hotel. Everybody greets you. Good morning. Good morning. 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 6 people are in the lobby. Good morning. It's like a wedding reception. Please just make my phone work. That's all I ask. Don't greet me. I'm not at Walmart. Please don't do that.
But you do see, we have this great thing of the wonderful John Cleese in Fawlty Towers.
Yes.
And really what he was doing was taking actual conduct and just giving it a little shine to it. You know, that for example, they didn't really want to run into you in the hallway, but they have this funny spiel. It's got nothing to do with anything.
Yes, exactly.
And they explain themselves, and you can't figure out, why did he tell me that?
Why did he tell me that?
And it was all thank you and yes. And they go, as you say, by the way, you keep bumping into people because you're in the hallways, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're in the elevator. And there's a certain patter that has to go on.
Yeah. Morning, 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 morning.
And then and particularly when they it's the same person says it about four times. Yeah. That's when you want to tackle them and say, no, let's talk.
Shut up. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, this is CIUT Friday morning, 89.5 FM. And, of course, you're hearing the voice of Lynn Slotkin, who is back from London. And at 9:30, we have Lynn's review. And, of course, we have Daniel Garber will be coming up shortly. Something, Lynn. Oh, yes. Didn't we try to reach you? I thought we had a message here. By the way, on our end, I want you to know, we were perspiring because we knew that you were waiting.
Yes.
But I thought we might have got a message here that, you know, they were trying with different numbers or something. Do you know of any other activity to attend? Did you try to reach us? Did you send
No, I didn't try to reach you because, quite frankly,
there was no email traffic.
I didn't know what the number was, but I will try and do that next time. I will try and certainly make sure.
Right,
now,
I'm going to
London on my real vacation in July, and I will be at a bed and breakfast because I can afford a bed and breakfast, and I can assure you will get through. Here's the thing. You had the right number. You called the right hotel. You had talked.
There
to
you
a
go,
lot.
Listeners.
Yeah,
your heart should go out to us.
Exactly.
We were doing our level best.
I don't
like to drop names. We were trying to reach Lynn Slot.
I totally believe you. And I sat there looking at the phone, and nothing rang, which should tell you. The guy
is agony, right? You know you're going to be interviewed.
So he had the wrong, he had the wrong code as well. So there's a code that they can connect you to the right room, and he had the wrong code as well. So I'm telling you. So for the majority of the rooms, it's you press 2 plus the room number. And for a very select few rooms, the code is 4.
Those
and
are
the room
icebox.
Number.
Those
however,
the fridge.
Nobody in that hotel knows that unless you're trying trial and error and you're talking to the irate person who is expecting the call. Number one, nobody knows that. Number two, the staff is mystified about this. You have to find, maybe it's in somebody's underwear drawer, this special code, but it's so secret that nobody knows it unless you try several times.
It's curious.
The NSA knows it.
There's that guy sitting in Moscow could help you out.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we got more things to talk about later. We're going to come, but when we do come back after Daniel Garber, who's coming up with the movies, we're going to we'll have some words about Pete Seeger, a tremendous cultural figure. We'll talk about Pete some. But right now, we have Daniel Garber at the movies.